We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
What if you could mandate that liberal privilege would be used in college admissions?
Liberal privilege.
Liberal privilege. There's no other kind of privilege except liberal privilege.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't exist. Liberal privilege is the only kind of privilege, and it's a very powerful force. And now they want to weave it into the SAT admissions process.
And how might I ask, are they going to do that?
Well, they say they need to readjust socioeconomic advantage. Listen to this.
Okay.
The College Board, they administer the SAT, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is going to begin assigning a liberal privilege, adversity score to every student who takes the SAT. They're going to use census data to do it. So what this will do is if you live in a zip code, they're going to take things into account like the crime rate in your zip code, the poverty levels from the student's high school, and neighborhood. So if you live in a neighborhood that's, middle class and up, if you live in a neighborhood with a not very high crime rate, if, God forbid, you go to a good high school that scores really well, they're going to put a chain around your neck to slow you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll see where this is headed.
50 colleges used the score last year as part of a beta test. The College Board's plans to expand it to 150 institutions this fall. And it's calculated this adversity score using 15 factors. Students won't be able to learn their scores or challenge them. But colleges will see the numbers when reviewing their applications.
You'll darn sure pay for the privilege of taking the test.
Yes. Okay.
Isn't this geographical profiling?
Yes. It's absolute overt discrimination by economic class. It does a huge disservice to America. It absolutely says if you are from a wealthy family, if you're from a middle class family, if you're from an upper middle class family, and you want to go to a place like Yale or Harvard or even Clemson. I was talking to a mom who was, she was so proud at swim practice. Her son had gotten into Clemson, man. She just glowed.
Yep.
And she talked about how hard getting into Clemson is.
It is.
It's not easy.
Nope.
You got to work your fanny off. And there's no amount of money that your parents have, unless you're Aunt Becky. And that didn't work out so well. That's going to do that. You have to do the work. It's hard. I was a good student. I did the work. I was exhausted at the end of high school. I literally was emotionally exhausted. I did, but I got good scores, and it was hard. And I hate the idea that some poor kid that works their butt off will be discriminated against because they're middle class or upper middle class. They don't have enough crime in their neighborhood.
You don't have enough crime in your neighborhood. Yeah.
Okay. And here's the other problem with this. Okay. That one of the factors they'll discriminate against you is if your high school scores too high.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the problem with that. This is the reality of my life and my husband's life every day. We have some of the highest scoring elementaries in the entire state right here in Greenville. It's actually amazing how good these schools are. They test as high as private schools, sometimes exceed them. And we have, depending on the year, the number 6th, 8th, or 10th. We have two schools in elementary schools that score in the top 10 out of 800 elementary schools in scores.
Right.
And those schools, affluent kids feed into them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because we live in Greenville, we're really fortunate. You can magnet into those schools. So while my neighborhood school is not one of those schools that is essentially like sending your kid to a private school,
right,
we magneted in. We didn't even make it the first year. We had to uproot our kids. They had to lose all their friends. It was very hard. But I said, no, my kids are having the best. And so you know what we do? We drive. It takes probably a total of maybe 2 hours out of our day every day, my husband and I. We drive in there because you don't get the bus.
Right.
So we drive them to the school, and we drive them back from the school. We have done this for years now. That's our choice. So now you're going to tell me, and there are a lot of other parents I know making this similar sacrifice all over the county, that you're going to penalize me for that because my kid's school does too good of a job teaching my child?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're telling you.
So, in other words, we want to incentivize less success.
Right. It is the land of unequal opportunity now.
You know what this looks like to me? There is an And we've been covering this with university. We are seeing this country the opposite of the apartheid system we saw in Africa.
Yeah.
Except it is a system of incentivized, deliberate discrimination, primarily against white and male people. And this is why I just pulled up a page here. Just the headlines. Here's how Brown University is tackling toxic masculinity.
Oh, brother.
This just goes on and on. Boston U, University of Nevada, panel discussion, toxic masculinity. Classes on toxic masculinity, unlearning toxic masculinity, extra course credit for taking courses on toxic masculinity. Do you see where this is going?
Yeah. The demonization of males.
People by race and by class.
Yeah.
That is not American. It's not American. Not at all. So the SAT is going to give students an adversity score to capture their social and economic backgrounds. You can work your butt off to get those straight A's. And if you're diverse, you know, your adversity score is, it's too low. You haven't had a lot of adversity. Well, it's not going to count that you did all that work. I mean, this is a program to shut out the best and brightest.
Isn't it interesting they don't apply this to athletic scholarships?
They should. They should. You're right, Lee. That's not fair. Whoa. Yeah, you're absolutely right. If you come from a poor background, then somebody who doesn't. But is a better player than you should be booted off the team, right? Make space for you.
Well, I mean, if it works academically, it should work athletically.
Heck, they should do, you know what? They should do this athletically before they do it academically, because parents with money are the ones who put their kids on travel sports teams.
Yeah.
That's a crazy expensive.
And yo, that is ridiculous.
We did
expensive.
That in the last year. I mean, yeah. It was sacrifice for us, right? Well,
yes.
I mean, that's not fair. There could be more talented kids whose parents can't do that. I mean, it makes more sense to do it for athletics than it does for grades. And I'm just really afraid of where this is going. Penalized for going to a good high school that does a good... So it's not just you have money. You go to a good high school with good scores. And you know how this works? Like, a lot of people live like, you know, a middle or lower middle class neighborhood, but end up at a good high school.
Right.
Because it's the zoning and layout of the land.
Yep.
So, I mean, you're going to be hurting people who are lower middle class with this.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. A
lot of response coming into this. In an effort to combat white privilege and just privilege, the SAT is going to attach the equivalent of a chain to high-achieving students, and that chain will be attached to a rock that they're going to have to pull uphill. They call this monstrosity an adversity score. Now, remember all the race-based quotas and all that? It got defeated in the Supreme Court, blah, 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 blah. This is different. This goes beyond. This is adding a anti-white privilege score to the SAT. It's called an adversity score. They've already started using it. They've done it so far. 50 colleges used the score last year. It is attached to you by the College Board. And the way it works is they calculate it using 15 different factors, including, in your zip code and your sub-zip codes, crime rates, poverty levels at the student's high school, and the relative achievement level of your high school. So what does this mean? This is not just, well, if you come from a rich neighborhood, then we're going to give you a low adversity score, and somebody who didn't do as well as you on the SAT is going to get in ahead of you. It's not that simple. This is, you're a middle-class family. Mom and dad have worked so hard to help you academically. You've worked so hard, but you had the misfortune of living in a neighborhood that was zoned for a school that performs very well. You got a better-than-average education, and that's not fair. So we're going to give you a low adversity score. You will be punished for going to a school that does an effective job of teaching students. Folks, what if the person who cures cancer, what if the person who cures cancer is a middle-class girl who's in a high school that happens to be a high-scoring high school? She lives in a middle-class neighborhood right on the edge of the attendance zone. What if that girl never makes it into Yale, though she scored high enough, and never meets the biology professor who convinces her not to go into law but to go into science? And there's a real human cost here, not just to her, but to everybody. This is an outrage. This is white privilege and privilege. It's an attack on it. It's just, oh. I guess this is personal for me because, you know, I went to private school and you would say, oh, well, I was privileged. No, I wasn't. My mother worked night shift. Darn near killed herself putting us through private school because her family had been poor. She had had no opportunities. She was a bootstrap kind of person, got her nursing degree, and that's how we did it. And we were the middle class kids in that school. We didn't drive the cars they did. We didn't have the clothes that they did. Everything was a sacrifice for us. There are a lot of parents who do that. Many of them are in this audience. They don't know how they're going to pay all the bills next month, and they have their kids in private school, particularly private Christian school. This is a system being built in to discriminate. You don't put your kid in that low performing public school. Or God forbid you do what my husband and I do. We get in the car and we drive our kids to a better school than the one we're zoned for. You think you're going to get out. You think you're going to escape. You think you're going to give your kids a better life. But no, the College Board knows better. And they're going to give your kid a low adversity score. And if you don't go to a school that performs poorly, then it's going to hurt you. It's like no matter what you do, you can't climb out. Even if you're talented. Daniel in Greenville, good morning.
I feel your pain on this, Tara. Boy, do I feel your pain. My daughter just graduated high school. She busted herself. I busted myself. My wife has busted herself on making sure that the high school she went to here in town, she got all the good grades. She got put in the advanced classes.
Good.
She was one of the first students that when the high school started the program, she was one of the first students that got to do the dual enrollment program that they started with Greenville Tech.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She scored excellent in those. She got all extra college credits when she goes. And when it came time for her to start applying for colleges and stuff, we were getting denied right and left and right, and she couldn't figure out why. She had done everything that she possibly could. We have done everything we possibly could. I worked third shift at my job here at one of the factories here in town, and I would get off of work, I would go home, pick her up, take her straight to school. She would do her after school activities. I would go back to school, pick her up, come home. It was a nightmare because I was getting very little sleep during the week. For my wife, it was a nightmare because she basically had to relearn everything she learned from college and stuff to help my daughter.
Yep.
And we did everything we possibly could. I would take her to her after-school programs to get her community service hours and stuff that she needed. And we kept getting denied. When we finally found somebody who would tell us why, they told us because of school she went to.
Wait, I'm curious. When you said when you asked who were you talking to? Were you talking to like a college admissions official, or who told you that?
It was a college official, a college admission official at Yale.
And it okay.
She got
Yale.
Down
well, hold on.
Here.
Yale is one of the schools that's using this. They're one of the 50.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Uh huh.
They're using the adversity score, where if your adversity score is not high enough, yeah.
Why did she get turned down? I mean, she's met every single one of your guys' criteria. Our financial status meets your guys' criteria. Why is she getting turned down for this? And he literally said, because of the high school she went to.
And because the high school was, he meant because the high school was too good.
It was too good. It had too many advanced programs.
Yep.
That she was in too many of the advanced programs. And I'm like, what do you mean? I thought this is what you guys look for, because this way, you know, you guys can actually get your money's worth for what you teach somebody.
And listen, Dan, you were textbook for this, because the adversity score they're talking about that this SAT board's now going to, you know, saddle your child with, you can be middle class, but if you make the... If you make the sacrifices that your family, I assume you're middle class, you make the sacrifices your family has made to get your kid in a good school, you're driving across town, you don't have the bus, they will penalize you.
We barely made it into middle class now. It has taken me and my wife almost 14 years breaking our backs to finally get to where we're actually considered middle class now.
See, but now you, but see, according to this score, the way the College Board is doing this now, you have privilege. You got white privilege. Yeah. Congratulations, Dan. I bet you didn't know you had that when you woke up this morning.
No, not at all.
Well, tell your daughter not to give up.
It literally has her, it literally has my daughter, my youngest daughter now has given up on trying to go to college.
Look, and if they're that smart, they're going to go to college, but maybe not the schools that they thought they would. But this is why, and here's the thing, they're expanding this to 150 schools this year. Last year it was 50 they're trying it at. And again, for those tuning in, what? They have attached an adversity score to every student to combat white privilege, the College Board, which does the SAT. And so they calculate it using 15 factors, including crime rate and poverty level at your child's high school, and then achievement level of your child's high school. So if your child goes to a high-scoring high school, but you are like Daniel's family and you are maybe lower, you know, middle class, doesn't matter. You will be penalized for putting your child in a better school when it comes to admissions. So you know what you got to do, Dan? You got to go find the worst high school you can in Greenville County. Aim down and enroll your daughter there. Your younger daughter. Maybe she'll go to Yale. This is ridiculous. And again, what if Daniel's daughter is the one who cures cancer? This is a system for systematized discrimination against the brightest students in our country. I want everybody to be the one who goes to college. If you are bright and talented, I want you to be among the best minds. I want you, even if you're better than me and smarter than me. I'm not going to cure cancer, but if you will, take my place, if you can outscore me. That used to be the way the system worked. It's just, Texter writes, victimhood is all the rage. Boy, does that nail this. Texter writes, tell the guy on his phone to sue Yale. I'd start with suing the College Board. Texter writes, sounds more like acceptable white discrimination than white privilege. More punishment for voting for Trump.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A lot of folks texting in about this new discrimination. Middle-class parent, want the best for your kids. Scrimp, save, put them in private Christian school or a public school that's high scoring. Maybe you moved to be close to that school, or maybe you did the magnet thing and now you drive them across town. My husband and I do that. Well, there's no getting ahead for you. I know so many parents have done this. No getting ahead for you. You'll be penalized for that. On your SAT scores. That's because the SAT is not just going to measure how you score anymore. You will also have a second score attached to your SAT to combat economic privilege. That score will take a look at your zip code and sub-zip code on 15 factors. And if you don't live in a neighborhood with a high crime rate, if your school doesn't have a high poverty level, if your school has a high level of achievement, you just go to a good school where you feel safe every day. Oh, that's not good. If your school is too successful, you'll get a low adversity score. And that will impact whether you get into school. Now, here's the worst part of this. Students don't get to see their score or challenge it. It's secret. It is the mark of privilege put on you. Thought you were getting ahead, Mom and Dad? Like Daniel had just called? Ha, well, we'll show you. Folks, you know what this is. What? No, I'll tell you what they're doing. Once you get down to zip codes like this, you know what they're doing? You know what they know looking at zip codes? Income and stuff like that, yeah. Especially subs get zip codes. What else do they know? How you vote. They know that. One equals the other. This is a system. This is way beyond racial quotas. This is systematized discrimination by where you choose to live and the culture of that place. Texter writes, where can I apply for my white privilege benefits? Millions of us would love to know. Texter writes, so I guess private schools have no chance. Ding, ding, ding. There you go. You thought you were getting ahead scrimping and saving to go to that private school. No way. They're going to even that right up. And you know who this is going to hurt? You know who this is aimed at. Private Christian schools. There are plenty of parents out there. I hear from them on the text line every day. They send their kids to Christian school because of culture. Not even because of academics. Those schools do better because guess what? Mom and dad are in the same house. They help with homework every night. Mom's latest boyfriend isn't cracked out. You do better, and that's not acceptable. Texter writes, we are not far off from the Chinese scoring system. No, we're not. Texter writes, no wonder our kids don't want to work harder or be better. Why would you work hard just to see the slackers around you getting rewarded? This will ruin and destroy lives. It's an attack on whites. Apparently only brown and black lives matter. And you know what this is even, though? It's not just an attack on white people. This is worse than that. That would be mere racism. This is an attack on anyone who tries to get ahead. A lot of black people in my middle-class neighborhood making the mistake of trying to get ahead. Can't have that. See, that's even worse. Texter writes, we did magnet schools for both of our kids for years and got them into college and out of college and into the professional jobs. Thank God we did it early. Yeah, I know. You didn't escape this. Texter writes, Tara, listening to this is an outrage. Our twins are graduating this year with honors, took all AP and dual credit. They didn't get into the schools they wanted. Before I met my husband, I was a single mom killing myself to put them in private school. Wow, that's all. It'd be hard for a parent to put a kid in, but it's so expensive. Texter writes, this is socialism for school. Another text writes, this is a new form of redlining. If you're wondering what we're talking about again, is the College Board is now attaching an adversity score to your SAT. You can't study for your adversity score. It penalizes you for going to a good school with low crime rates and good scores. I thought that's what we wanted in America. Texter writes, are the ACTs also doing the white privilege score, just the SAT? So far, it's just the SAT, but believe me, ACT is going to get in on the act, too. Texter writes, Tara, never ceases to amaze me how crafty the progressive are. I know, me too. They're so smart. They really are. They're amazing what they come up with. My daughter is smart, but we were lower income and in a bad school district, so I managed to find a hole in the wall to live in, a good school district for her. She is doing great, but now the left will use that against us to keep her out of a top college. Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. You know who this is going to hurt? This is going to hurt middle income and lower middle income families. Who find that hole in the wall to live in that good school district. And they're telling you, you better not rise above your station or else. Anyway, Texter writes, well played. Think it's just easier to grab a welfare check. See, and that's ultimately what they're going for. Texter writes, this is called societal engineering by the elitist state. Welcome to the New World Order. Texter writes, what you want in this country if you are an achiever... Wait. Oh, all right. Texter writes, the highbrow academic idiocy of the Ivy League and others is incredibly unfair, but it had zero bearing on me leveraging achievement to reach my professional goals. I'm a doctor. Congratulations. And I'm here to tell you that you can use technical colleges, unconventional higher education approaches, and exceptional character to get what you want in this country if you are an achiever. In fact, postgraduate admissions personnel are very interested in people who have achieved through unconventional means. Undergraduate programs are more enslaved to affirmative action metrics, etc. Yeah, this is the way the middle class has to go now, just to avoid the indoctrination. That's incredibly, incredibly frustrating. I wanted to read this one. Okay, Texter writes, as a hiring manager, I am more impressed by tech schools, community college, than I am a Yale. People from Yale, I think he means. I work for a Fortune 500 No, excuse me. I work for a Fortune 300 company here in Greenville. Well, I'm glad. Texter writes, what happens to minorities who fall into this privilege, who got to go to good schools are in and are in this privilege group? Oh, I mean, smacking them down is first priority. You can't have them thinking they could be self-sufficient or, God forbid, successful. What would they need the Democrat Party for? They might figure out they don't need the Democrat Party. And that would be dangerous. No, they got to be smacked down, too. Texter writes, what if one of the idiots cures cancer? Remember, the smart people thought Einstein was stupid when he was in school. Okay. Love this story. And it's a good tale of caution, too, as we go into the summer swimming season, especially the summer ocean swimming season. Two Florida teenagers, high schoolers, Tyler Smith and Heather Brown, were celebrating their impending graduation, along with their classmates, from Christ Church Academy. So again, this is in Florida. So they went to Volano Beach to celebrate their senior skip day earlier this month. Smith and Brown, who've known each other since they were 8 years old, told CBS News on Friday, this is the kind of thing you do when you're 17 and 18, just dumb, think you're going to live forever. They saw an island. They're on the beach. They saw an island. They decided to try swimming toward it, despite the fact that there were no lifeguards on this remote part of the beach. Now, when you're looking across the water, I just know this from living on the coast for a while, it's really deceptive how far away things are. Smith said they first went for a red buoy a few dozen yards away, but the distance appeared to grow larger. They just couldn't seem to swim there. He then told Brown they'd aim for the direction of St. Augustine Lighthouse because of its proximity to the coastline. But that suddenly looked harder to do, too, once they were out in the water. We started to realize we were getting further and further away from the lighthouse rather than getting closer, no matter how hard we swam. That's when we started to freak out. There's nobody to help. The current pushed us so far out, we couldn't do it, Brown said, and at that point, we knew we were in trouble. Desperation was setting in for the two teenagers, and so was exhaustion. And the water was kind of cold. They linked arms and floated together. Brown feared, if we kept swimming, we were going to drown. But floating long-term, given the cold temperature of the water, wasn't a real option either. Basically, they were out of options. So as they floated, they did what most people would do in their position, even those who don't believe in the Almighty. They prayed for help. When we linked arms, honestly cried out to God, if you're out there, please send something to save us, Smith said. He did. Around 30 minutes later, a boat en route from South Florida, New Jersey, spotted them. Came out of nowhere, Brown said. When I saw it, I knew we were getting out of here. At that point, her first thought was, God is real. Especially when she learned the boat's name. You ready for this? Amen. See, the crazy thing is that Captain Eric Wagner, who was taking the boat from South Florida up to Jersey, had decided not to go out on the water that day. It was too choppy. He and the crew had decided to postpone the trip and then changed their mind at the last minute. With graduation weeks away and college on the horizon, the teens are thanking God and Captain Wagner for their rescue. He obviously has a plan for us, Brown said. We're not supposed to leave this earth yet. And you know what? If you're out at the beach, you don't need to go in the deep water. You don't. You'll have just as much fun near the shore where there are no rip currents.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.